If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. It is time for the Fantasy Football Focus.
All right.
Matt sits over there and picks up Taysom Hill to fill his
tight end
to fill his tight end spot in our league.
Yeah, I got Goddard too. That's not going to do him any good.
And he has to do that because to lead off our injury report list for today, David Njoku.
Not
with a knee injury, did not practice again on Thursday. That tight end position this year has been rough.
Oh, brutal. I mean, good guys are hurt, and it's always thin to begin with. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. What do you think of there's some leagues that do like they make
tight end premiums and
the
stuff
tight
like
end
that.
Premium and stuff like that. I don't know that I'm a fan of that.
I've never gotten into it. I've never been in a league that does it. I don't think, I mean, sometimes they give you like point and a half, you know, for every catch.
All of a sudden now, Travis Kelce is the number one player in fantasy football.
Like, I think I'd take him first overall in any league.
He's going to outscore most quarterbacks like that.
In a league like that, he's too valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
It overcompensates.
It might be too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, so, I mean, a Hunter Henry of the world is valuable then. And is he really valuable?
Deebo Samuel with the quad injury did not practice on Thursday. That's two in a row.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think he's in line for carries.
Yeah.
Not if he's not 100%.
Actually, he was limited yesterday, didn't practice today.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
Good for Ayuk.
Christian McCaffrey did practice today.
Good for McCaffrey.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what how they work that. Raheem Mostert limited in Thursday's practice.
Okay, they're all from that game.
Yeah. Jeff Wilson.
Wilson's fine, yeah.
He's the fire him up.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
not going to use him no matter what.
It'll be volume, and they're playing a tough team, but it's a
they
team
are.
He knows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
revenge game.
That's
going to
be
one
of those Spider-Man meme games.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
that you know that I know that you know.
Big time. I think I'm using Wilson no matter what.
Yeah.
Mostert plays.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, yeah, he's the one.
Joe Mixon, with that concussion, was limited today.
So where does that put him on the timeline?
I think that I don't know. I think he was full yesterday.
Okay, that's what I couldn't remember.
But he hasn't cleared the protocol yet. I don't know if that means that he had a setback
in
the protocol.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Like because what happens is they have you go out and do a workout,
mm-hmm.
and then you know if you have some lingering issues from the workout, like headaches and things of that nature.
Right.
So I don't know if that's what he experienced here or what.
Any setback is bad.
It's bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't like the fact that he was limited today.
No, especially if he was out there doing full stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Probably there's not more news around that, but I guess they don't have to tell us.
Right, that's the thing with concussion protocol.
Right.
They don't know. They
don't
can't
know.
Say anything until the guy's been cleared, and that doesn't happen until Friday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm. That's a good chance. I mean, if P. Ryan's still out there, I would be backing him up.
Ja'Marr Chase, with the hip injury, was limited again Thursday.
I wonder if they're just playing that close to the vest.
Yeah.
I kind of thought from the start he would play this one against the Chiefs at home, but you'd like to see full.
Yeah, you'd like to be clear on that. We'll
mm-hmm.
see. I guess tomorrow we'll get some clarity on that, but that's not a good sign.
I thought we'd be further along than that.
Yeah. Treylon Burks with an illness did not practice Thursday.
Okay. Illnesses usually don't bother me midweek, but he needs every rep he can get.
He's a rookie.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
missed a bunch of time.
Yeah. He looks good, though.
Yeah.
I think he's useful.
Devontae Smith with the groin injury was limited again on Thursday.
Okay. Quez Watkins is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
With Goddard out of the lineup and a hobbled Smith. That could be our cheapy receiver.
I think
he could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks with a calf injury limited on Thursday.
Okay.
I think he's just, if he has anything, he's just shutting it down.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
What I heard post-trade deadline about all that was there were several teams that wanted Cooks. and Houston was just too cheap to absorb any of his money. And that's why he was livid.
Yeah.
You know, like, I had an out here, and you guys just wouldn't be good business.
Well, it's a, you know, if a year ago, he all he did wanted to do was stay in Houston
because
he wanted the new contract.
Yeah. I've also heard he's a great locker room guy.
Like, I've heard nothing bad about him,
You wouldn't think that because he's changed teams so often.
Yeah. A.J. Dillon with that quad injury was limited again today.
Aaron Jones is in a blow-up spot.
Yeah. He was also limited on
Jones
Thursday with the shin and glute.
Okay.
Now, I feel better about him
not
practicing all week and then playing than I do A.J. Dillon.
Right. That might be the difference of, hey, is Dillon your flex this week or not? And like, maybe not.
Problem, yeah. Romeo Doubs was limited again today.
Okay.
But at least he's trending back.
I don't know that he's usable if healthy, though.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers back.
He's going to play
today.
Right?
He was limited, but he was back on the practice field.
Yeah, he's going to play.
Melvin Ingram with a foot injury, limited in Thursday's practice.
Okay.
That's a new one for him, so that doesn't bode well.
No. You're talking about Dolphins edge rusher?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That could turn
I mean, matters.
No, I'm talking about Mark Ingram. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Mark Ingram.
It's not super fantasy relevant, but.
It's fantasy relevant for Taysom Hill.
Oh, Ingram. Melvin wasn't, I meant.
Mark Ingram.
Mark is, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Kamara doesn't look like the same guy either, and I'm not sure it's even his fault, but Ingram would play.
Ingram's the goal line back.
Yeah.
If he's not in there, then Taysom Hill becomes the goal line back.
Now I see what you're saying. Yes. All very true.
So your Taysom Hill pickup could pay off this week.
Could any week, or it could not.
It's a complete.
It'd be nice if you threw a couple
throw
passes.
Throw the dice,
right.
Yeah. Juwan Johnson with the ankle injury did not practice again for the Saints.
Okay.
We did all the Steelers stuff.
Zay
Jones was limited in Thursday's practice.
They're playing
the Lions this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you want all the pass catchers in there that you can get.
Yeah, I'm curious what Kirk costs, what Lawrence costs, you know.
What Zay Jones costs.
Yeah, right. Now if he's injured, then.
Travis Etienne was limited again on Thursday.
Okay. I'm sure you wanted better news, but I bet they're not rushing him back. I mean, during the week. I bet he plays this week.
Jaguars offensive coordinator Press Taylor told reporters that Etienne insists that he is playing. I don't know how this works. I don't know how this works.
I actually wanted to ask you about that.
The players, I know in Pittsburgh, they don't get to make that decision. Mike Tomlin makes that decision. You could say, I want to play.
Yeah.
Or I mean, feel good enough to play.
When you guys stick a microphone in their face and say, hey, you think you're playing? He's like, oh, yeah, I think I'll be playing.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything.
Tomlin makes the ultimate decision on whether, and he speaks with the team doctors and trainers, and you know, obviously the player has some input in that.
He may ask them.
Right. But he doesn't say, well, I'm playing.
Yeah.
Because if Tomlin doesn't say, you're not playing, you're not playing.
You know, just from a fantasy perspective, I mean, when I hear a player saying, oh, I'm good to go, I don't believe any of it.
No. They all say they're good to go.
I don't care one bit what they have to say.
Chase Claypool back at practice in full on Thursday. He didn't practice. He's dealing with a knee issue.
Real quick, Fields is also back.
Yes.
Not that I know that makes a huge
difference. But
Mooney's out. Claypool's still learning and all that stuff, but is he a flex? I mean, he's a number one receiver, you would think.
Yeah.
Is
Komet, what did he have last week? Like 2 for 58 or something like that?
He doesn't play hardly at all.
Yeah.
I mean, is he?
It's weird.
I'd stay away from all of them.
You give up a second round draft pick for him and then you don't play him at all.
Is he not figuring it out or what's going on there?
Yeah, I don't get it. Justin Fields was back as a full participant on Thursday.
I think he's going to go. Maybe he doesn't run quite as much, but you put him right back in.
They got a bye in week 14, though.
Oh, they do. I mean, his is a shoulder, it's just a lower your shoulder as a runner thing.
I just wonder if they tell him, hey, you're going to play, but we don't want you to run. And as we saw early in the season, when he's not running,
he's not.
You can't play him.
Then you cut him.
Right? Yeah, and then he throws for 150 yards and gets sacked 7 times.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
Pete Werner back at practice on Thursday for the Saints.
Okay.
That's noteworthy. He's their leading tackle. Was before he got hurt.
Their defense might be useful.
Yeah. Jerry Jeudy did not practice again on Thursday, dealing with that ankle injury. Yeah. Same for Mike Williams. I don't think either one of those guys is playing.
Right.
The Bills placed Von Miller on injured reserve.
Yeah.
That means he's out 4 weeks.
Yes. I think they just want him ready for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Is the plan. But They play at night, of course. But, I mean, yeah, that hurts them. I think Rousseau's hurt as well. I think Basham's hurt as well.
Yeah.
So they had, I mean super deep line.
They have depth, but it's being tested.
It's being tested, yeah. It's nobody just steamrolls through the league and easily.
Richie James for the Giants with the knee was limited in Thursday's practice.
He kind of matters.
Yeah. He caught the touchdown pass for him last week.
I mean, he's a decent receiver.
Yeah. Daniel Bellinger was limited again on Thursday with that eye injury for the Giants.
I don't think he's quite fantasy relevant, but a couple more tight end injuries or a good game or two from him, he becomes fantasy relevant.
It's finally caught up with Darius Slayton.
Oh, no.
It's an illness.
I thought he was immune.
An illness, but he did not practice on Thursday.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Bound to happen.
Nobody I don't know how they practice.
Right. I mean, are they going to draft
every week?
Seven
they've got like four
year?
Receivers who aren't practicing
all
that day.
All the time. I mean, for a couple of years now. It's going to bring in 10 receivers next year?
I don't know what their practice squad looks like, but it's going to be all wide receivers.
All wide receivers. Do we know we're going to need them?
That's funny. Logan Thomas was limited again on Thursday. Jordan Davis has resumed practicing for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I know a lot of people wanted him, and I loved him too. He's been good, but not phenomenal for them. You know, and he's
but it gives
him
another big body.
Yeah, and they have Sue and Joseph.
And oh, by the way, they're playing Derrick Henry this week.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm sure they'd love Davis or what's-his-face to be back, but it's not massive for them.
Lamar Jackson missed practice yesterday with that quad injury that cropped up. He was back today.
Yeah, I heard that one.
He's nowhere near playing 100%
now.
No,
he's not.
He's missed practices throughout the course of the season like this.
Not much.
Something
crops.
Yeah, something pops up on the injury report every week with him now.
Every week, and
because he's carrying the whole offense.
Right. They're asking Allen and Lamar, especially Lamar, just to be Superman every play. It's hard, man.
Jacoby Myers, according to Adam Schefter, is expected to play tonight against the Bills.
It didn't look good a day ago.
Yeah, so that would be
I guess you put him in the lineup. I mean, is he an every week starter?
He's a wide receiver three.
Yeah.
You know.
And you're not happy that he's your every week starter, but on some teams he probably is.
He has scored a couple of touchdowns this year.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Right.
KJ Hamler has suffered a setback.
May is Military Appreciation Month, celebrating those who are currently serving in the United States military. S&T Bank salutes our military members and wants to thank you for your service. You serve our country, let S&T Bank serve you. With S&T's Armed Forces account featuring no minimum balances or maintenance fees. Plus, free ATMs, checks, and money orders. For more information, stop by a local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank, member FDIC. I see.
With that hamstring and remains sidelined indefitely, Trevor Siemian.
So who's the second receiver there? Is it the dude that played quarterback in the COVID game?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Patrick's out forever and, Judy.
Judy.
And Hamler,
they're just a mess.
I know it's real easy to rip on Wilson and the coach and all that, and they're a horrific offense. But it'd be nice if they could hand the ball to Javonte Williams at least.
Would work.
They don't even have that.
Yeah.
They've gone through a million backs. I mean, it's rough.
Michael Carter remained sidelined on Thursday with an ankle injury.
Okay. Again, that backfield without him is foggy.
I think it's James
Robinson. But could you actually have the guts to check the box on Sunday morning of Robinson?
Yeah.
It's a tough one to trust.
We may have a better idea. If Robinson is active on Sunday, I think he's the main
probably
back.
Is the main ball carrier.
He's the guy that you're going to trust more than those other two.
You're not
guys.
Activating him for special teams.
No.
Right.
Everybody's a lot of the fantasy sites, including this one on Roto NBC Sports Edge, assuming that Zonovan Knight and Ty Johnson have passed James Robinson.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily the case.
That's how it works. The same thing's going on with San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know,
Ty Johnson's the third down back.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to be active all the time.
I'd rather start Ty Johnson, right? If I had to start one of these guys right now.
I don't think it'd be Z.
It would be Ty Johnson.
Yeah.
Because I know what his role is.
If the three of them are active, which probably is the
case.
I think Z is my last choice.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Everyone's picking him up. And maybe I'm wrong. I mean, coaching staff may disagree, but I would not trust him at all.
No. I'd have to hear something.
Right.
From Robert Sala or somebody else.
Or a beat reporter you trust or something that says they're planning on feeding him.
Jelani Woods remained sidelined on Thursday.
Another
one of these young tight ends is, oh, hey, this is something.
Right.
And then he's hurt.
Like, if we were covering the Colts right now, I'd be like, boy, well, that was something positive that came out of the game. This talented tight end, let's go strong, and now who knows?
Not so much. Jerick McKinnon did not practice again on Thursday. He's dealing with a hamstring.
So what's their stable look like?
Pacheco, and then Ronald Jones.
Yeah, who doesn't catch the ball, though.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire is...
nowhere to be found. McKinnon's, yeah. Could Gordon get the bump? Are you picking up Gordon if he got cut? I think I would. This time is going to come.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, it might not be this week. But
could they cut Ronald Jones and go with Gordon instead?
If Jones could catch it all, then I wouldn't be interested.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they don't have a receiving back.
They don't. Kadarius Toney did not practice on Thursday, taking his Giants stum.
Bringing it with him across the country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz did not practice on Thursday because of an illness. He's back, but that doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything, no.
Because Taylor Heinicke is going to serve as them. They're paying their backup quarterback $28 million.
Yep.
And they gave up a couple of draft picks.
Two thirds for him, yeah. Is he going to be back next year? Is he going to be – he won't be an opening day starter next year.
I don't know what his contract status is.
But it's not light.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Antonio Gibson – with that foot injury, didn't practice again on Thursday.
Mm. That's kind of big.
He was limited yesterday and then got a DMP today.
Okay.
So, I mean, Brian Robinson.
He gets spike for sure.
Without a doubt. That could be a strong DFS start.
He could be an 85% participation guy or something. You know,
without a doubt. Yeah. I don't even know who would spell him.
Right. I don't think that Patterson dude's there is still there.
Yeah. No. Michael Gallup with an illness did not practice on Thursday.
Okay, I expected a little more.
Nor did Trayvon Diggs.
So
they might have something going around in their locker room a little bit here. That's worth noting.
I think the Bills were fighting something, too, which is bad for a Thursday night game.
Absolutely. Russell Gage with a hamstring practiced on Thursday.
He hasn't played in a while, right?
Yeah, he's been out for a while.
Okay.
They've been dealing with that stuff. Leonard Fournette with the hip injury was back on Thursday. How do we think that comes down?
I don't know, because I think the Bucs like Fournette more than we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but White has gotten better in protection. I think Brady has lobbied for White a little bit more, or certainly is in his corner. Which
last
is
two
the
weeks,
most important thing.
Rashad Boyd has 36 carries for 169 yards, and he caught all 9 of his targets last week against the Browns.
He's earned it.
Yeah.
Fournette looks terrible.
I mean, he was a fantasy monster last week.
Yeah, yeah. I think you start him without hesitation. I don't know. You start Fournette. But
the problem with that is it's a Monday night game,
right?
Yeah.
If you have White, I want him in my lineup.
Yeah.
If I have Fournette, I'm not putting him in my lineup.
Okay. So do you
want? I think it's that simple.
Do you want White over the Gus Bus?
Yeah, definitely over that tier.
Okay.
Over any of the Jets guys?
Yeah. Okay.
Or
the Jets guys.
Steelers guys.
Who else would be?
Who's a good example?
How about White or
Wilson?
Kieran Williams.
White. How about, or Wilson for the Dolphins or somebody like that, or A.J. Dillon, or I think I'm taking him over all those guys.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a leap of faith, but he catches the ball and he's probably their best ball carrier.
The problem is Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. You could be really sad on Monday night.
You could be really sad. All of a sudden, Fournette comes out.
I need 12 points to win this game.
Yeah, and he gets you 7 because Fournette goes and gets 15.
Downs,
yeah,
right, and no touchdowns. And Fournette's probably the short yardage.
Probably yes.
Yeah. That's bad. But I trust. I would take the chance on White. I was about to say I trust him. I don't trust him, but I would take the chance.
Lost some couple more contract restructures. That's weird.
I noticed that. Yeah.
Matthew Stafford. Did not practice on Wednesday. He's still coming back from that concussion. Neck. I don't think he plays.
No.
Cam Akers didn't practice.
Williams is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably going to get a lot of snaps, and he's going to get a lot of short, easy catches.
He catches the football.
He catches the football. Right,
yeah.
Right. And they're going to be losing all year.
Josh Jacobs was limited yesterday. Now we're into the West Coast stuff here.
Yeah. My hunch is that's just he's had a lot of wear and tear.
He told reporters he hopes to play on Sunday. Hopes.
Okay. I mean, it's not time to shut those guys down yet for the Raiders, I don't think. If I'm a Jacobs owner, I'm not real worried.
Yeah.
No, I mean, unless bad news comes out tomorrow.
I mean, he can't not play after having a 300-yard game.
Yeah. And he's auditioning for the rest of the league, too. And,
yeah.
You know, I think he wants to play.
I think he definitely wants to play. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Looking at tonight's game, you got Buffalo at New England.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard some tell that there might be some weather in Foxborough.
Oh, really?
I'm going to look that up here real quick while we talk about that game.
A couple nuggets. They played three times last year. One of them was the insane wind game,
right,
which I'm just throwing away. The other two, the Bills never punted. Zero punts in those two games. And I think the Bills win this game. I have a lot of respect for the Patriots being hard to play against, but I think they're a bad matchup. I don't think the Patriots play athletic quarterbacks well because they're big and slow. I think that's a big problem for them. I don't think Allen's the same, but of course you're starting him for fantasy. Of course you're starting Diggs. I think this is a good game and a lot of points by the Bills.
Oh, it's not too bad. So right now the winds are gusting around 13 miles an hour.
Okay.
By game time tonight, it slows down a little bit here to under 10 miles an hour.
Okay. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think it's Allen, Diggs, Ramondre, and then I don't see any other slam dunk starters.
I might fire up Dawson Knox for this one.
Maybe.
The Patriots have turned into a primarily a zone team.
Yeah.
They went from being a heavy man team,
yeah,
to now being a zone team. What typically beats zone coverages?
Yeah,
tight ends.
Big guys sitting down in the middle of the field.
Yeah, tight ends.
Yeah. He can be fine.
And he's kind of due.
I hate to bring this up, I mean, but he had a tragedy in his life.
Just an awful,
right,
awful situation.
I mean, and if we're just sitting here talking about fantasy points, I think things like that matter. You know, like, it's just probably not going to be his year. I mean, and it makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. But he's still in a highly...
He's in a big-time offense, and I think there'll be points. I mean, it's not a bad option.
No, I feel kind of... I'm just looking here at the numbers that the Patriots have given up against tight ends. Well, they're actually...
Not bad. I mean, they have good safeties.
They're in the bottom 10.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. They've given up 79... Let me see here. 50 catches on 79 targets for 503 yards. 8 touchdowns.
Wow.
To opposing tight ends. So
that's a lot, yeah. Maybe he gets a cheapie.
If you get a Dawson Knox anytime touchdown tonight.
Yeah. A nice, you know, 3-1 or whatever the odds are.
Yeah. 8 touchdowns in 11 games. That's significant.
Are you a Singletary start every week guy? I never own him anywhere and don't really respect his game. You know,
you've hated him for years.
I know. I just don't see much there. I really don't. And they always seem like they're trying to replace him. I don't know. I mean, I guess he's a starter for fantasy. He's a top 24 back, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Especially, I think they've gotten a little more run heavy.
They have.
Since Allen's issues.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's the lead back.
He's the lead back on a good offense. I mean, that's probably probably answers the question right there.
Yeah.
You know?
And, I mean, the other guys have gotten chances and haven't really run with the ball.
No. I mean,
no pun intended.
I picked up Taysom Hill 2 minutes ago. I cut James Cook, and it's like, I thought he might flash, but... He might still, but who knows? I can't count on it, you know.
Yeah.
Got to give up somebody.
The Patriots' defense has been pretty much a must start.
Do you bench them? I think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll get a
this
lot
could
of
be another no-punt game or one-punt game.
Takeaways are the one thing you kind of like
is
Allen has been turning the ball over.
Because the interesting thing about this Thursday night game is both of these teams played last Thursday night.
Yeah, they
had
4 weeks, right?
They had the full week. This isn't a team playing on a short week.
On the road.
They've had a full week, and it's very familiar opponents.
I commend the schedule makers for that.
Yeah.
They should do it. I don't know if they do that every week or not, but they should
have
two.
You can't do it every week.
Or every year. Every year after Thanksgiving have two teams.
I think they typically do.
I want to say they did.
I know Dallas played last year on Thursday after playing Thursday night.
Yes. I remember Warren Sharp did this big thing about teams with the worst and most rest. Dallas had this easy streak because their Thursday nighters weren't even short weeks.
Okay. Coming off your bye, and then you play two Thursday nights, big deal.
It was almost like.
And then you get extra week.
And then you get a week out of that. It's like, it's beautiful. It's like all kinds of
rest.
We're
playing football?
Right? You play two Thursday night games, but you get extra rest for doing it. It's great.
Yeah, fantastic. that's going to be an interesting game, I think.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be one of the better Thursday night games.
And,
I got the Bills in that one, though.
Yeah, I think the Bills win, too. I think they're 3.5, 4-point favorites, depending on where you're looking.
I think they cover.
I just think they're the better football team.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots, I know they've won some games. They just haven't impressed me.
The other thing is I don't think Wynn is playing, and I think Trent Brown might be out.
Yeah, they get some issues that, there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think
and even though the Bills have some pass rushers out, they've still got enough.
Right, Matt Jones.
Ed Oliver's still playing.
Right, yeah.
Guys like that. So, yeah, I'm with you, although I do think Ramondre Stevenson is a very, very strong
start. Yeah. He might be a top 5-10 type
if
guy.
If I were doing a single game fantasy tonight, and you have somebody in the captain's chair,
he's it.
I'd put Ramondre Stevenson.
I'll pay up for him too. Yeah, and yeah.
No, he'll be cheaper than Allen. He'll be cheaper than Diggs.
Yeah, he's gonna catch a lot of balls.
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't matter if they lose or win by a lot. He's gonna do well.
Yeah, absolutely. But that is going to do it for the show today, Matt. Did you miss any of our show today? You can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcast shows, such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Motes, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacobs, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. For my partner, Matt Williamson, for Jacob Recht here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.